Jagger, how'd Dad ride today?
Good.
Just good? You didn't win, though.
Okay, it's fine.
Christian, hey, a lot of hype for this race, but, man, I think you got to be happy. Like, look, you didn't win the damn thing, but you rode really well, won your heat race. A really good showing for you overall.
Yeah, a lot of hype throughout the week, but it was fun. It was my first showdown podium, so, I mean, it was cool. It was the heat race was good. I mean, I was surprised at how the track ended up. It was
better
with the rain we had this morning. I was like, oh, it's going to be survival mode, and we're going to be tiptoeing across this track. So, main event, decent start. Made my way through the pack. I was strong in the whoop, so I was able to pass like three guys. I mean, I'm always strong in the whoop, but tonight it showed big time. So, got up to Hunter. And we were yo-yoing there for a little bit.
You were catching him pretty good. I made a small bet with someone in the press box that you were going to get him. And then, yeah, props to him. He started going a little faster.
Yeah, my mechanic put three laps attack. And I'm like, all right, you know, let's try to do something here. And next thing I know, I'm on the ground. So tucked the front, same place Chase did. And luckily, I had a big enough gap on Shimoda by then that I was able to get up in second. And by then, it was two laps left, so put my head down and finish it out.
I'm pretty far away in the press box, but boy, you look close to those tough blocks on that one, on that set over here.
Me and Hunter. Yeah. I mean, he was doing good too, but I was going far right.
Yes.
And that was the only fresh line left. And I went middle one time. I had a sketchy close call, and I'm like, no, I'm going far right. So when you see that over there, yeah. I mean, you're close to tough blocks, but you don't feel like it when you're doing it.
Yeah, exactly right. You're lining yourself up. And I thought he was going wide in that corner before, and you're cutting inside a little bit. So I'm like, ah, he's got him there. And then I thought you had better whoop speed. So I'm like, that's where he's going to make the pass.
I mean, that would have been the place that I would have tried. I would have tried to go left side and go around him in those whoops, but it is what it is. He rode really good. He can stay consistent, didn't make any mistakes. I was trying to push him into a mistake, but 23 points with two rounds left. You just got to keep doing what I'm doing.
You like these speedway stuff?
Not really.
Okay. Why?
I don't know. I just feel like it's a I mean, I do pretty good in them, but if we're going to ride Supercross, do Supercross. Be stadium.
Okay.
But it is, I mean, I get they're trying different stuff, and this isn't anything like Daytona. It felt more Supercrossy, but also sketchy.
Okay.
I don't know if that was just the rain playing a factor, but yeah, it is what it is. I'm not going to complain. We all have to race it, and but if it's Supercross, stay indoor.
No, I like these things. I think we should have more of these. I really do. I like all the different obstacles and the longer laps and all of that. I think it really separates you guys and allows you to do different things. And I don't know. I get so tired of 42-second traps that you guys have literally down pat three laps into the first practice.
Yeah, that. But then you get to see the best, like, kind of rise to the top each weekend. Yeah, but then there is a lot of the tracks similar, but I think like St. Louis was cool because it was such a different layout. So I think if you bring different layouts, it's obviously going to be more fun. But, yeah, I mean, I guess I'm coming around. We'll see.
All right. Well, good job. Thanks, man.
Thanks.